नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। The photo op at HD Kumaraswamy swearing-in ceremony in Bengaluru was just the beginning of the bonhomie among the titans of India's opposition parties. It has now translated into an actual battle plan. Sources told News18.com that out of the 543 Lok Sabha seats that will be up for grabs in 2019, the opposition parties have identified 400 where it wants to pin the BJP down in a one-on-one contest. Former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has been admitted to the ICU at Ames Hospital. The veteran BJP leader, who has been ailing for quite some time now, underwent dialysis following complaints of lower respiratory tract infection and kidney issues. The Uttarakhand High Court has put a stop to the ongoing construction of the hydropower projects in the state and has put the onus of the demarcating sites for muck disposal on district magistrates. In a landmark verdict on Monday, a division bench of the High Court headed by Justice Rajiv Sharma said the district magistrates throughout the state of Uttarakhand are directed to ensure that no muck, debris or excavated material is dumped directly into the rivers by any hydroelectric company, developers and authorities responsible for the construction of roads. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal lashed out at the centre and claimed that his government was a victim of political witch hunt. Kejriwal, who has been muted in his criticisms of Narendra Modi government since his loss in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi elections last year, was his old combative self. He claimed that the centre had filed 14 cases of corruption against his ministers but had failed to convict or arrest even a single one. A couple from a village in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district has set a goal for all of us. At the wedding, they did away with all the unnecessary pomp and asked the guests to bring educational books as gifts. Now they are setting up a library with those books. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak, and do stay with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. Till then, if you have any complaints or suggestions, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.